Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret, and your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord. The evangelic extract that we have just heard, brothers and sisters, continues the famous speech of Jesus on the mountain. After the speech on love that one should have towards the enemies too, Jesus speaks about human righteousness. Righteousness is about good deeds that make men righteous before God. For Jews, those main works were the alms, the prayer, and the fasting. These three are mentioned in the book of Tobit. And so angel Raphael said to Tobit and to his father, "The prayer with fasting and with almsgiving is good, and with righteousness too." As we can notice, the alms, fasting and prayer are present in the Jewish people as a form of devotion. Devotion that later is shaping their righteousness before God. But even in devotion, there can be a trap. And this is exactly what Jesus refers to. The righteousness before people can be quite blinding. For many people, we can say that they're righteous, that they're good. But we can say that observing their actions, observing their deeds, what they do. And we can see what they are like inside, what takes place in their hearts, their own depths. This is something that only God can see. We can be good with certain people, but to know someone completely, none of us can do that. It is only God who sees. He is able to enter into the mystery of man's heart and to recognize his thoughts. Jesus, in today's example, when he speaks about this righteousness, he refers to those hypocrites who had such a loud devotion and who wanted to be heard, to be seen, to be spotted, to be recognized as those who are righteous. Even though Jesus there is in a conflict with a certain type of faithful, we do not need to understand this excerpt from the Gospel in a way that it is us who are invited to judge which one today has the right and true devotion before God. It is not that we are called to point our finger at those who attract attention to themselves with their prayers, and we are not called to despise in our hearts those who boast with their almsgiving. We are called and invited to look at ourselves, not at the others, in this mirror, because the Gospel and the Word of God is always the mirror that we should be reflecting in. The Gospel amends our consciousness and strengthens us in those situations when we are not completely certain. But that is why we need to read the Gospel in the right way. Even though Jesus here, probably not in a direct way, is in a conflict with the followers of Israel who love such a visible and obvious devotion, we can apply these words to us today. We need to apply them to us. Jesus today says to us that we should not be showing ourselves to people in our good deeds, but we should be directing our heart towards God. If our heart is directed towards good, if with our heart we are close to the word of Jesus, then exactly that heart will make our deeds right and righteous. Jesus here is confronting two things, what is out and outside and what is inside, and his emphasis is what is inside, what is hidden from the eyes of people but cannot be hidden from God. God knows us in a perfect way. Even though sometimes we can fool ourselves, we can never fool God. That is why we need to build all of our devotion from the hidden place, from the interior, from the heart. When heart becomes devoted, when heart becomes according to God's plan, then our deeds are going to be righteous too. Jesus comes in the same way in the speech on fasting and on prayer. First, he brings the negativities, how we should not be acting in some cases, and then he advises how to do it in the right way, and he promises encouragement of the Father. He says, "Your Father, who sees what is hidden, will repay you." If we notice, brothers and sisters, all our work, even religious work, is directed towards someone, and it is reflected in some kind of the outer way, but if there is a problem that occurs, if there is a fear that occurs, if there is doubt, crisis, or any such problem, man in those circumstances steps back. Where does he step back? He steps back to his heart. He steps back to hidden place of his own. Why? Because he needs to heal that. He needs to allow God to enter We need to allow him that he heals, that he amends, that he wakes, that he encourages. And problems occur exactly when something is not right with our interior. In those cases, we can show that everything is fine on the outside, but our interior will not feel like that. That is why it is necessary always to gaze towards God, to allow God that He may transform us, to amend our consciousness with His Word and with His encouragements. That is when surely we will be more righteous before His face. That is when we will not be interested how others see us or how we would be introduced before others, but surely relationship with them would bloom too. Brothers and sisters, Blessed Virgin Mary is a perfect example how we pray in a hidden place. Evangelist says for her that all of the events that happened with her son Jesus, that she kept in her heart and she pondered on those. Even if we look at the passion of the death of Jesus, Mary is always present. She's always present, but she's hidden, without noise, without objecting. She's following her son. She's praying with and believing with the heart. May therefore her intercession help us that we may believe in God with our heart, that we may always direct our hearts to Him. Amen.